are underway here in Chugiak, Alaska, where the Eagles are taking on the Birchwood Warriors, and Sandpoint controlled the tip. Brittany Gardner has the ball. Ball is poked away. She recovers. Brittany setting up at the top of the key. Kicks it over to Lindsay Holmberg. Lindsay shoots a three. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Birchwood. Sandpoint applying pressure here early on. Full court. And Brittany knocks it away out of bounds. And the Warriors will keep the basketball here with 7 minutes and 11 seconds to go. Looks like the Eagles are going to back off the full court press. And Birchwood has it. Top of the key, number 14. Alicia Tyner kicks it over to number 2, Faith Clark. Her shot's no good. Rebound hold in by Lindsay Holmberg. Her outlet pass, though, is stolen by the Warriors, and they'll reset as the ball's stolen again here by Brittany. Brittany taking it all the way to the left, and she stops. Nice strong drive, but she kicked it back out to Lila Gunnarsson. Lila bounce pass inside to Nicole Gunnarsson, stolen, and we've got a jump ball called. Six minutes, 38 seconds to go here. Still no score, and the Warriors have the ball. Virgil, I can hear you. And the ball stolen by AC. AC's outlet pass is knocked away, out of bounds. 6:23 to go here in the first quarter. Still no score. Sandpoint will inbound it under their own basket. And it's Brittany. Kicks it out to Lila. Lila dishes inside to Brittany, but the ball stolen by number 5, Serena Becker. And Serena's running the floor, fast court. Ball stolen from behind by Nicole Gunnarsson. And her pass is knocked out of bounds off of AC. So a lot of turnovers here early on. 6:12 to go in the first quarter. Warriors inbounded underneath the basket. Beautiful pass, and those are the first 2 points by Serena Becker underneath the basket. 2-0 right now, 6 minutes to go. Brittany with the ball. Kicks it over left side to Lila. Lila's pass stolen by number 21. Kicks it over to number 2, Faith Clark. Her shot's no good. Rebound, though, by the Warriors. Good defense underneath by Brittany. Knocks the ball out of bounds, and Sandpoint will get the ball here down 2-0 with 5:42 to go here in the first quarter. And Brittany has it, bringing it up slow. Then she drives strong into the hole, and she's fouled by number 10, Mariah Becker. It's a non-shooting foul, so Brittany will take it out under our own basket. It's the first foul of the game. Brittany throws it into Lindsay Holmberg. Her shot, good luck, no good. And the ball is off the Warriors, so Sandpoint will have it again underneath their own basket. So Brittany kicks it over to Lila. Lila takes the ball back on the right wing, up top to Brittany. Brittany drives in. Her shot from 8 feet is no good. Rebound hauled in by the Warriors, and the ball is loose, and it'll be out of bounds, and the Warriors will get the ball. Pretty sloppy early on here by both teams. A lot of loose balls, a lot of turnovers. Inbounds pass, immediate shot by number 21. No good, Kaylin Case of the Warriors. Rebound by Sandpoint, and they push it all the way down the court, out of bounds. Lindsay's pass was over Lila's head. So the Warriors will get the ball with 5 minutes to go here. Still 2-0. Sandpoint applying full court pressure, but beaten by the Warriors. They get all the way to the hole, and a foul is committed by Nicole Gunnarsson underneath off the strong drive from Serena Becker. She didn't shoot, though, so the Warriors will inbound into their own basket. Inbounds pass to number 21. Second time in a row that's happened. Shot no good. Rebound taken by Sandpoint, knocked out of bounds by number 21, Kalen Case, and the Eagles will retain possession. So Brittany inbounds it to Lila. Lila swings it over to Brittany. Nice pass inside to Nicole. Her shot's no good, and the ball bounces into the hands of the Warriors. It's stolen right away by Sandpoint. Lila Gunderson and her pass to Lindsay stolen right back by the Warriors. And Serena Becker, her pass was over the head of her teammate and out of bounds. Sandpoint will have the ball. So a lot of steals here early on, back and forth, 2-0, 4 minutes and 21 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Brittany steps up, shoots from 10 feet. That shot's short, and the ball went out of bounds, and the Warriors will have it. 4:16 to go here in the first quarter, and we have the first timeout on the floor. The score is 2-0. Only 2 points of the game. Serena Becker of the Warriors. So Sandpoint here scraping the rust off early. They had a long weekend here, and roads are pretty icy this morning, cooped up in that hotel. And I think it's starting to show here early on by both teams. I know all the schools here in the area were closed today, including this one, but it was nice of them not to have the quick hook on the games tonight. So we'll get some basketball here. 4:16 to go. And the Warriors have the ball. Sandpoint dropping back into the zone defense. And the ball is drawn up by Serena Becker. She dishes it inside to Faith Clark. Shot no good, but a foul underneath submitted by Lindsay Holmberg, and that will put Clark to the free throw line. 4:06 to go. And her first shot is no good off the back of the rim. Second shot is also no good. Missed to the left. And ball went out of bounds, and Sandpoint will get it down 2-0. And Brittany will bring it up the floor. So she's met by two defenders. She split the defense and drew the foul, trying to take it in the hole, and that foul will go on number 21, Kaylin Cass of the Warriors. Lila Gunderson will inbound it from half court to Brittany. Brittany drives, goes left, dishes it underneath to Nicole Gunderson. Her shot from 6 feet is good, and those are the first 2 points for the Lady Eagles today with 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. It's 2-2. Ball is stolen by Brittany in the back court. Great defense. She takes it inside, dishes it out to Lila. Lila's shot's no good. Rebound hauled in by number 14, Elisheva Steiner. And Elisheva dishes it out to Serena Becker. Serena's shot is blocked by Lindsay Holmberg. Ball's recovered by the Warriors. Outside shot by Elisheva is no good. Another rebound there by Serena Becker. But the ball is taken away, and outlet pass to Brittany. Brittany gets a lay-in, no good, but she's fouled. Went for the layup. It looked like it was going in, but she drew the foul, and she'll go to the line for two shots. 3 minutes, 24 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And Brittany's first shot is off the left side of the rim. Second shot is up, and it's in. So Sandpoint now leads 3-2. 3:24 to go here in the opening quarter. Full court press by Sandpoint. The ball is stolen by Nicole Gunderson. Nicole is taking it all the way herself. Her shot is blocked by number 11, the Warriors, and now the Warriors are off to the races. It's a 2-on-2 break, and number 2, Faith Clark's layup is off the backboard and no good. And here comes Sandpoint. Brittany Gardner all the way. She goes left. Her layup's no good. Rebounded by Nicole. Her putback is no good. Out of bounds. And the Warriors will have it. Teams are just flying up and down the court, trying to get these shots to go. The Warriors have it now, top of the key. Number 14 gets it inside to number 5, Serena Becker. Her shot from 2 feet, no good. Rebound by Nicole, it's knocked away, and the Warriors recover. Now this shot by Faith Clark is no good from the right side. Out of bounds, and the Warriors will keep it under their own basket with 2:37 to go here in the first quarter. Inbounds pass to Kaylin Cass. Her shot from deep is no good, and a rebound taken in by Lindsey Holmberg. Gets it out to Brittany. Brittany is rolling. Nice pass underneath, but stolen by number 11, Andrea Rios, who just checked into the game. So the Warriors have it from the right wing. The shot is good by number 5, Serena Becker. And it's now 4-3. The Warriors have taken the lead. 2 minutes and 8 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Brittany Gardner, top of the key, goes left all the way underneath the basket, picks up her dribble, passes to Nicole. The ball is stolen by number 11, Andrea Rios. And now the Warriors are running. Andrea Rios under the basket. Her shot good, high off the backboard. Now 6-3 Warriors with 45 to go. Now here comes Brittany all the way into the lane. Dishes it inside to Nicole Gunderson. Her shot is no good, a bit long. And the rebound's hauled in by number 14, Elisheva Tyner, the Warriors. So the Warriors set up against Sandpoint zone defense. They kick it inside, inside-out game to number 21. Shot's no good. Rebound, though, hauled in by Serena Becker, and her putback is no good. We have a loose ball. There's a whistle. Looks like it'll be Sandpoint basketball. Wasn't sure if they called a foul. I didn't see an official signal which way. So ball went out of bounds to Sandpoint. Minute 12 left here in the first quarter. Brittany Gardner with the ball, taking it up slow. Each team here with 3 fouls early on. Brittany gets it over to Lila Gunderson. Lila back to Brittany. Brittany from 6 feet, her shot is up and no good, but she draws the foul. And that'll go against Serena Becker, number 5, and Brittany will go back to the free throw line for 2 shots. And the first shot is nothing but net. 6-4 now. Sandpoint trails by 2 with 56 seconds. And the second shot's off the front of the rim and rebound by number 5, Serena Becker. Warriors are using a decent height advantage here to control the glass. And the ball is stolen immediately by Brittany Gardner. She takes it up the floor really quick, gets it over to Lila, but ball's lost out of bounds. Birchwood will take it out underneath their own basket, and Sandpoint will drop out of a full court press into their zone. Ball's inbounded, a cross-court pass out of bounds, right back to Sandpoint with 35 seconds left. I haven't been keeping count of the turnovers, but there sure has been a lot, probably more than 10 for each team early on, partially from good defense and a lot of wild passes. So Brittany Gardner brings it down, passes it over to AC, and she gets it underneath to Alexia Holmberg, and her shot is good, 6-6 with 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. So the Warriors will bring it up. Kaylin Case has the ball, kicks it over to number 11, Andrea Rios. Her shot from the left wing, no good. Rebound hauled in by Alexia Holmberg. She kicks it over to Brittany Gardner. Brittany running fast, gets it down to AC. AC shot, no good. 1 second to go. And that'll end the first quarter here, where the Eagles have tied the game, 6-6 for the Warriors. Pretty sloppy, but these teams are starting to settle down and starting to get some good shots. I'm seeing a significant height disadvantage here for the Eagles, as they've only got 6 players dressed against the probably 13 for the Warriors. So they're going to have to contend with that, but they've done a really good job here as the score is tied 6-6.
Howdy, Johnny.
Here in the break, we want to...
Sorry to
break
in.
The break, we want to give a shout-out to our sponsors here. And if you would like to become a sponsor, don't hesitate to give us a call here at 383-5737 or stop on by. We'd love to welcome you and have you in part of the family here. So Nicole Gunnarsson checks out, and it looks like Alexia Holmberg is going to check in and take over. She's nursing a sore shoulder. And Brittany kicks it over to Lindsay Holmberg. Pass inside to AC. It's stolen by the Warriors. And the Warriors are running the floor here. Number 21, Kaylin Case, but Sandpoint gets a good job getting back on defense. That shot up by Serena Becker is no good. And the rebound is hauled in by Alexia Holmberg. Alexia kicks it over to Brittany Gardner. Pass outside. Three ball by Lila. Gets stuck in between the rim and the backboard. And one of the Birchwood boys gets out and knocks it free. So the possession goes to Birchwood. 7:25 to go here in the second quarter. And the ball is being brought up here by Kaylin Cass, number 21. She gets it over to number 11, Andrea Rios. And the ball is stolen by Brittany, but stolen right back by Serena. Shot up and no good by Alicia Tyner. And the rebound hauled in by Alexia Holmberg. Cross-court pass to Lila. Her wide-open shot was just a little high, and the rebound was taken by Alicia Tyner. And the Warriors have it now on the left wing, number 21, Kaylin Cass, and a whistle for 3 seconds. So another turnover here by the Warriors, and Sandpoint will take over with 6:47 to go. Lila has the ball, inbounds it to Brittany Gardner. Brittany will bring it up slow, dish it over to Lila. Lila, top of the key, gets it over to the right wing, and Brittany launches a three, and that's short. Ball goes out of bounds. Wasn't touched by anyone, so that'll be Birchwood basketball. Still 6-6 here with 6.5 to go in the first half. Ball's being brought up here by number 15, Jordan Denny, who just checked into the game here starting the second quarter. Her shot's no good. Rebound by number 5, Serena Becker. Her pass was knocked out of bounds, and the Warriors will retain possession, and Nicole Gunnarsson checks into the game for AC. Inbounds pass taken by Andrea Rios. Andrea picks up her dribble, kicks it over to Kaylin Callender. Her pass inside stolen by Nicole Gunnarsson, and Nicole kicks it out to Brittany. Brittany takes it all the way by herself. That shot's a little high. Good job getting back on defense there by the Warriors. Brittany looked like she had an open lane all the way, but very good hustle. 6-6 still, and the Warriors have the ball. Shot from the right wing is no good by Andrea Rios. Rebound taken in by the Warriors. And they kick it inside to number 11, Andrea Rios, and that shot is also no good. And Sandpoint has it. Get it up to Brittany. Brittany hustling all the way down the court with great defense again by the Warriors. And ball goes out of bounds. And they will take it away. And it's 5:30 to go here. The score is still 6-6. We haven't seen any scoring yet here in the second quarter. And the ball is stolen by Brittany. And then we've got a whistle. Looks like there was a foul by number 15, Jordan Denny. Foul Brittany, and Lila will inbound the ball to Brittany with 5:17 to go here in the first half. Brittany has it, kicks it over to the left side. Lila shoots a three. Her shot's no good. Rebound hauled in by number 14, Elisheva Tyner. Great defense by Nicole Gunnarsson. Knocks it out of her hands, but she recovers. And Ellie Shivas kicks it down to number 11. Her shot's no good. Andrea Rios. Rebound by number 14, Ellie Shiva Tyner. Her shot no good. She keeps getting her own rebound. None of her shots will go, and ball goes out of bounds. The Warriors retain possession. And they'll inbound it underneath their own basket here. And the ball stolen. The inbound pass stolen by Brittany Gardner. Brittany, cherry-pick pass to Lila, and that goes in for the first points here of the second quarter by either team. It's 8-6. Great play by Brittany. Great steal and nice pass. Almost a full-court pass there. Good assist. The ball is stolen again by Brittany Gardner. Brittany takes it down underneath the basket. Good recovery by the Warriors, slowing her down. She kicks it outside to Lila, but not before she's fouled. 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go. It wasn't a shooting foul. But that's six fouls now on Birchwood. So two more, and they'll be in the penalty. Brittany, nice inbounds pass outside to Lila. She had an open three, but hesitated, and she'll take it over, kick it over to the left wing there to Brittany. Her three-pointer is short, out of bounds, and the Warriors will have it. Oh, no, they say blue ball. So the Eagles inbounded under their own basket. It's Brittany. Nice play. Inbounds to Lila Gunnarsson, and she gets 2 points to go. So it's 10-6. Sam Point with the lead. 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Number four, Kayleen Callender, gets it inside to number 14, Elisheva Tyner, who dribbles out. Elisheva doing it all herself, gets inside, draws the foul, counts the basket, and that foul will go against Nicole Gunnarsson. So it's 10-8. Elisheva Tyner, her free throw is no good. Rebound by Elisheva, and she puts it in. Well, that's a four-point possession there for Elisheva Tyner. Warriors all over the boards here. So Brittany has it. She takes it, goes left side to Lila. Her three-pointer is in and out, and a rebound hauled in by number 11, Andrea Rios, and she's fouled by Nicole. Inadvertently, they were both going for the rebound, and so those two quick fouls there by Nicole, and she will sit down and AC checks into the game. 3:31 to go here in the first half. The score is 10-10. And the Warriors have it. Number 11, Andrea Rios, goes right. Her shot's up and no good. Out of bounds, and the Warriors will keep it. Ball is inbounded to number four, Kayleen Callender. She takes it to the left side. Her shot's no good from 8 feet. Rebound hauled in by number 15 for the Warriors and knocked away by Brittany. And Brittany has the ball. She'll slow it down. Then she drives it into the lane, kicks it out left to AC. She shoots immediately off the back of the rim. Rebound hauled in by Elisheva Tyner. And now the Warriors are off and running. It's a three-on-three break here, and the ball's thrown away. Sam Point will have it. 2:45 to go here in the first half. So Lila and Brittany taking their time, bringing the ball up, passing it back and forth. Now Brittany has it, goes right, kicks it to AC, immediately shoots a three. No good. And the rebound hauled in by number five, Serena Becker. Serena gets it out to Jordan Denny. Timeout called by Birchwood here. 2 minutes and 24 seconds left, and the score is tied 10-10. So still a lot of defense here. Defense has been the story of this game. A lot of steals, a lot of wild passes, and just a really, really fast game. And I think I can see the coaches here really trying to settle their teams down. It's just been one of those games where it's back and forth. nonstop, and you can kind of see it's getting a little bit sloppy. So hopefully here in the last couple of minutes they can clean it up and the Eagles can get some shots to fall. And nevertheless, the score is still tied at 10. So again, we want to give a shout out to our sponsors. You make this possible. It's really awesome to be out here broadcasting and following Eagles basketball games, and I want to thank all our sponsors for that. So the Warriors have it. Inbounds pass to number 4, Kaylin Callender. Top of the key, picks up her dribble, kicks it into number 14, Alicia Tyner. Her turnaround jumper is good from the top of the key. So it's now 12-10. Eagles trail by 2 with just over 2 minutes to go here. Brittany goes left to Lila. Her three-pointer is off the back iron. Rebound hauled in by Andrea Rios. And the Eagles are applying some pressure here. Nevertheless, the Warriors, they get past it underneath inside. Number 5, Serena Becker. Her shot's no good. Out of bounds off of an Eagle. So the Warriors will inbound it under their own basket. Minute 49 to go. Inbounds pass to number 11, Andrea Rios. Her shot's no good, but the rebound and put back by number 14, and Lashiva Tyner goes. So it's now 14-10. Minute 38 left in the first half. Lila with the ball, picks up her dribble. Top of the key, kicks it left to Brittany. Brittany takes it in. Her shot's a little bit high off the rim, and the rebound by the Warriors. They'll go fast, pushing it down, and the ball stolen by AC. AC gets it to Brittany. Brittany will drive it, kick it right over to Lindsey Holmberg. Lindsey's double team. Back over to Brittany, who is wide open. She's fouled. Three-pointer didn't go, but she'll go to the line for 3 shots. It was nice work there by Sam Point. Lindsey Holmberg was double teamed and found the open player, and so Brittany will get 3 free throws. Minute 11 to go here in the first half. And that first free throw is good for Brittany, so it's now 14-11. Second one is in. Now Nicole Gunderson checks into the game for AC. It's a minute 11 here to go. First half. Brittany's third free throw is no good, so she makes 2 out of 3. It's 14-12. Rebound taken by the Warriors. Ball was almost stolen by Brittany, but recovered by the Warriors. And then we've got a whistle underneath the basket. It was a foul on, I believe, Lindsey Holmberg. Not a shooting foul, though, so the Warriors will just inbound it underneath their own basket, and it's stolen again by Brittany. Brittany's off to the races. Nobody's in front of her. Her shot is in. Nice play by Brittany. She's got the Eagles back to a tie score, 14-14, 49 seconds left. Warriors have it. They go left side to number 15, Jordan Denny. Her shot's no good. Ball is loose. Last touched by an Eagle. I didn't think so. But Birchwood will keep it underneath their own basket. 38 seconds to go here. Inbounds pass to number 5, Serena Becker. Her shot's no good. Great defense there by Lindsey Holmberg. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Warriors. So Sam Point with the ball here and the chance to take the lead going into halftime. 30 seconds to go. Brittany taking her time, getting it across half court. Picks up her dribble, gets it over to Lila. Lila in no hurry. Lila picks up her dribble, back to Brittany. Brittany dishes outside to Nicole Gunderson, and her shot is good. Nicole Gunderson from about 10 feet gives the Eagles the lead. And here come the Warriors. Sam Point gets back on defense. Number 14 shot is no good. And the rebound hauled in by Lila. And that's the end of the first half for the Eagles. end the half on a 6-0 run to take the lead, 16-14. So we're going to kick it back to the studio for about 10 minutes here. Virgil, take it away.
All righty. Sorry for interrupting there. Johnny, grab yourself a drink and call me back when you're ready.
Sounds good.
All right. Live from Chugiak, and that is at the Birchwood Christian School in Chugiak, Alaska. A little bit north. You don't have to go all the way to the valley to get there, but you're just out of town. Moving on, we have some thank yous to hand out. And let me get those ready and see whether I can save a couple of breaths. Hold on for just a moment. Dun, dun, dun. Well, I'll just say it. Thank you, Peninsula Airways. Thank you to Alaska. Thank you to the Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, Alaska. Thank you to Goulds and Sons very much. They are specifically basketball supporters on this endeavor. I'm sorry that we did not have King Cove games. Johnny had said that he will be covering tomorrow live from Chugiak once again, and we'll be able to get the Rookies and the T-Jacks on air. Today, I guess the roads were just too bad in Kenai. In the meantime, I'm going to go for a little bit of hype music, and here's Fitz and the Tantrums with Hand Clap.
City of King Cove is a proud underwriter of Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting and Community Radio. King Cove is a first-class city established in 1949 and located on the Pacific side of the Alaska Peninsula. It is 18 miles southeast of Cold Bay and 625 miles southwest of Anchorage. The six-member King Cove City Council meets at least once a month on the second or fourth Wednesday of each month. Contact the City of King Cove by calling 907-497-2340 or visiting their website at cityofkingcove.com.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round. You can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Move mountains, we gon' walk it out and move mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. Silence is a quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet. Move mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up, and I'll do it a thousand times again. You, 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 you. For that we have each other. I will rise a thousand times again, and we'll rise up.
The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint is a proud sponsor of high school basketball and KSDP. Serving the communities of Alaska since 1868, the Alaska Commercial Store offers groceries and other household items. For more details, 383-3111. The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint, proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP.
All right. If you just tuned in, this is Virgil Porter. We are at KSDP in Sandpoint bringing you live Lady Eagles basketball. And they're in Chugiak at the moment. We have Johnny Curtis on the scene giving you the play-by-play. I'm going to hand you over to the auditorium right now. How you doing, Johnny?
Doing great, Virgil. So the Eagles closed the first half on a 6-0 run to make the score 16-14, and they will have the ball here. Ball's inbound to Brittany. She kicks it over to Lila. Lila takes it all the way in. The shot's no good. Good rebound by Nicole, but the ball stolen away by number 5, Serena Becker. So now the Warriors have it, and a whistle for a backcourt violation. So the Eagles will get the ball here. Two quick turnovers here to start the second half, and ball's inbounded to Brittany Gardner. Brittany picks up her dribble right at the free throw line. Bounce pass into Nicole Gunderson. Her shot is high and no good. Rebounded by number 5, Serena Becker. Ball stolen, though, by Nicole Gunderson. Kicks it over to Alexia Holmberg, and the ball is stolen by number 21 of the Warriors, Caitlin Cass. She takes it all the way. Shot no good, but a foul. So she'll go to the line for 2 shots. Pretty fast pace here, early going. A lot of steals back and forth. And the first free throw is off the front of the rim by Kalen. So 7:19 to go. Score is still 16-14. There hasn't been that many whistles in the game. Second shot, no good. Rebound by Nicole Gunderson. Nicole kicks it over to Brittany. Brittany's pass to Lila is a little high, down low on the left side, and it goes out of bounds. So the Warriors will have the ball. Ball is inbounded to Kaylin Cass. Passes it over to Mariah Becker in the left wing. Mariah gets it to Faith Clark, and her shot from the top of the key is short. Out of bounds. The Sandpoint will have it under their own basket. Score is still 16-14. Brittany's taking it all the way down the middle. Dishes left side to Nicole. She likes that shot from 10 feet. This one doesn't go. Out of bounds. And it'll be Warriors basketball. The Sandpoint will drop back into their zone defense. 6:48 to go. Ball is brought up here by number 21, Kaylin Cass, defended well by Brittany. She knocks the ball away and takes it herself. Picks it up. Cross-court pass down to Lila. Lila loses it, saves it, and now the Warriors have it. Number 2, Faith Clark, and they're going the other way. Faith drives it underneath. Bounce pass over to number 14, Elisheva Tyner. Shot no good. Rebound, though, by number 5, Serena Becker. And that shot goes. So score is all tied now, 16-16. And Brittany is bringing the ball up really fast. She takes it all the way down left side. Shot good off the glass from 6 feet. Brittany Gardner answers right back. So it's 18-16, Sandpoint with the lead. And now here comes Kaylin Cass, left side. Bounce pass into number 10. Her shot's no good. That's Mariah Becker. But rebound by number 14, Elisheva Tyner. Gets it over to number 5. Her shot, Serena Becker, is no good. Gets her own rebound. Now number 14 puts it up, Elisheva Tyner. No good. Gets her own rebound, and the putback is in. A lot going on down there. 18-18. Really good offensive rebounding by the Warriors. So Brittany has it. Top of the key, defended well. Good screen, though, set by Nicole Gunderson. Gets Brittany free. Pass to Lila goes out of bounds off of Lila's knee. So the Warriors have the ball with 5:20 to go here in the third quarter. Number 21, Kaylin Cass, dishes it inside to Serena Becker. Serena turns around, kicks it out to Faith Clark. First shot from 16 feet is good. Rolls in. So the home Warriors now have a two-point lead, 20-18. Now Brittany Gardner takes it all the way down, goes left, drives inside, picks up her dribble, gets it down to Nicole. Nicole outside to Lindsay Holmberg. Lindsay over to Lila. Lila to Nicole, back to Lindsay. Good ball movement here by the Eagles, looking for an open shot. And a timeout called by Rennell. Coach Rennell Gardner of the Eagles, and it's 4:42 to go here. They're going to regroup already halfway through the third quarter, and the Eagles trail by two. So there's only been one foul call here in the third quarter. Not a lot of whistles, a lot of turnovers, a lot of good defense and wild passing, same as the first half. But this game, the shots seem to be falling a little bit more here in the third quarter. So the Eagles are at a real critical juncture here. They've kept it close. So are they going to keep it close, or are the more fresh Birchwood Warriors with their 11 players going to start pulling away? We'll see. They've really had to fight hard. You can see it in their faces. They're tired. But they're still in it, and it's only a two-point game. So here we go. Lila's going to inbound it here at half court. Brittany takes the inbound pass. Kicks it left side. Lindsay Holmberg shoots an open three. Just short. Good rebound by Nicole Gunderson. Nicole gets it to Alexia Holmberg. Gets it to Lila. Ball's knocked away, though, by the Warriors. Lila recovers it. Gets it inside to Nicole. Nicole's shot's a little high, but a rebound by Lindsay. Her shot's high, and the Warriors finally get the rebound. Nicole stays on defense down here on the other end, applying some pressure, and she gets the ball, steals it right away from Callender, takes it to the basket, draws the foul, and count the basket. Great defense by Nicole Gunderson. And a great finish underneath, and the game is now tied with 4:09 to go. Excellent effort there, not giving up on the play. And she's going to be rewarded here with a free throw and the chance to give the Eagles the lead. And her shot is short, and it'll go out of bounds. So the Eagles will drop back into the zone. And Kaylin Cass will bring it up for the Warriors. Bounce pass left side. And then they force it inside. The ball stolen by Nicole Gunderson. Nicole and Lila knock the ball away. Then Kaylin knocks the ball off of the foot of Nicole Gunderson. And now the Eagles turn it over this time. But great defense there by Nicole and Lila. 3:55 to go, and the game is still tied at 20. So the Warriors have it. They work it over underneath on the right side to Elisheva Tyner. She kicks it outside to Jordan Denny. Jordan's shot is no good. Couldn't tell if that was a shot or a pass, and it goes out of bounds, and Sam Point will take it. Brittany has the ball, goes left, drives underneath, puts up a shot, no good, just a little high. Rebound taken by Elisheva, and the Eagles race to get back on defense. Warriors get it underneath to Elisheva. Her shot's no good, but she gets her own rebound, and then Nicole gets the ball away, kicks it over to Brittany, and Brittany's off to the races. She goes left. Warriors get back on defense, and they're triple-teaming her. She gets around it, gets up, and draws a foul. So Brittany will go to the line. She had three much taller players guarding her. Couldn't find anybody open, but she managed to draw a foul. Now she'll be shooting two shots. First one is off the front of the rim, no good. 3:06 to go. Score is still tied at 20. Brittany's second free throw, no good. There was a whistle for a lane violation. the Warriors will take it out underneath their own basket. So the Warriors work the ball underneath. Shot no good. She gets her own rebound. That's number five, Serena Becker. Put back no good, and then Lila takes it away. Lila furiously runs down the court. Her pass is knocked out of bounds. Pass attempted to Alexia Holmberg. And so Sandpoint will inbound under their own basket. 2:46 to go here in the third. Brittany gets it into Lila. Lila's three-pointer short. Rebound by number five, Serena Becker of the Warriors. Eagles get back on defense, and the ball's lost out of bounds. Number four, Kayleen Callender, loses it. So Sandpoint will take it at half court. So Lila gets the inbounds pass, gets it over to Brittany. Brittany gets Lindsay Holmberg wide open. Her three-pointer is just short, had a good line. No good. Rebound by Serena Becker. Serena takes it all the way down the court, forces a pass underneath. The ball is loose, and Brittany recovers it. She gets it down wide open to Nicole. The ball is knocked out of bounds. Looked like it might have been some contact there, but no call. It'll be Sandpoint basketball under their own basket. 2:15 to go. Brittany takes the ball out underneath, gets it into Lila from the right side. Her three-pointer is long. Rebound by the Warriors, but the outlet cherry-pick pass goes out of bounds. So Sandpoint will get it right back. Score still tied at 20. Brittany takes the inbounds pass at half court. Picks up the dribble on the right wing. Kicks it over to Lindsay Holmberg. Lindsay goes back up top to Lila. Lila takes it in. Pass underneath to Alexia Holmberg, and her shot is up and just short. Rebound hauled in by number 11, Andrea Rios of the Warriors. She takes it all the way. Right side, her shot no good. Good rebound by Ellie Shiva Kiner, and her putback is in. So 22-20 now, Birchwood with the lead, a minute and a half to go here in the third quarter. Brittany has the ball. She takes it, splits the defense, gets inside, kicks it out to Nicole Gunderson. Her shot is short. Rebound by Birchwood and a foul. Like some incidental contact there by Nicole running back on defense. And that's Nicole's fourth foul, and AC will check into the game. So the ball is inbounded by Birchwood, and they're going to work it around the perimeter. Then number four takes the shot, no good. Kaylin Callender, good rebound, though, by Ellie Shiva. Her putback doesn't fall. The ball goes out of bounds, and Sandpoint will have possession down by two. 22-20 with a minute five to go. Brittany's bringing it up slow. She goes right. Passes cross-court to Lila. Wide-open three-pointer is off the back iron. Rebound called in by the Warriors. And they kick it all the way down to number 15 underneath the basket. But she's swarmed by a bunch of Eagles. They got back down on defense, and they'll reset up top. They work the ball around to face Clark, and that shot is good. So it's now 24-20 with 23 seconds to go here in the third. Brittany with the ball. She takes it all the way. Passes. Looked like a pass, but she drew the foul, and I think they're going to give her two shots. So Brittany's so quick to answer. Right after the shot, she's racing down the court and draws the foul. She'll go to the line for two more free throws. And her first one is in and out. Just didn't get the roll. Checking into the game for Birchwood is number 10, Mariah Becker. as Andrea Rios takes the seat. And the second shot by Brittany is no good. Rebound by the Warriors, and Brittany will apply some full court pressure. The rest of Sandpoint gets back on defense. The ball is knocked away by AC, and she fights for it, draws a jump ball. Took the ball right out of the hands of Faith Clark. But Birchwood will keep possession with 7 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Under their own basket. Inbounds pass goes to Faith Clark. Ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Lila. Good defense by Lila. So from half court, ball is inbound to Faith Clark. Her shot short. Ball is loose, and that'll end the third quarter. So at the end of the third quarter here, the Eagles trail by 4, 24-20. They're really going to have to gut this one out with Nicole Gunderson in foul trouble. She's really played a huge role defensively, but AC is filling it nicely. She's really scrappy. It's just how many shots will they get to fall here in the fourth quarter? It's just they've been hard to come by in this game. You can tell with the score being 24-20. So here at the end of the third quarter, we want to give a shout-out to all of our sponsors. Thank you for making these games possible. Without you, they wouldn't be carried over the airwaves. If you would like to become a sponsor, give us a call at 383-5737 or stop on by. So the Eagles will inbound the ball here to start the fourth quarter. On the floor, we have Nicole, Alexia, Lindsay, Brittany, and Lila. The inbounds pass to Brittany. She gets it down to Nicole. Nicole kicks it out to Lila, launches a three. Shot won't go. Long rebound hauled in there by the Warriors. Number 2, Faith Clark. Faith taking it all the way. Good defense, though, by Nicole. Stuffing her dribble, and then the ball stolen by Brittany. Brittany draws the blocking foul on number 21 for the Warriors, Kaylin Cass. Great defense by the Lady Eagles. So Brittany takes the inbounds pass. Goes right, takes it inside, kicks it out to Lila, left corner. Her three, no good, but a good rebound by Lindsay Holmberg. Put back, no good. Nicole with the rebound and draws the foul. Nicole will go to the line for 2 shots. Her first shot is good. Nicole cutting into this lead. It's only a 4-point lead, but points have really been at a premium tonight. Second free throws off the front of the rim. Lindsay almost gets the rebound, but it's hauled in by Ellie Shiva. Sandpoint with the full court pressure, giving the Warriors some problems. They get it inside to Ellie Shiva. Her shot's no good. Lindsay Holmberg with the rebound. She gets it over to Brittany. Brittany wants to push it. She gets a nice pass inside to Nicole, and Nicole draws another foul. Nice defense again by the Eagles and really good passing. Brittany skipped about 5 people to get that pass inside to Nicole. Her first shot is good. So it's now 24-22 with 7:03 to go here in the game. And Nicole's second free throw off the front of the rim, knocked out of bounds, last touched by Alexia Holmberg. So it'll be Birchwood basketball here with 7:02 to go in the game. And Sandpoint's applying some full court pressure. Brittany giving Faith Clark some problems. Ball is loose. Actually, they recover it. They call a 10-second violation. 10-second violation to get across court. That's the first time I've seen that. But great defense by the Eagles. That full court press worked. 6:49 to go. First time I've seen that called tonight. Brittany takes it inside, finds the open player. That was Lindsay Holberg. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound was taken in by number 10, Mariah Becker. She drew the foul. And Sandpoint, again, with the full court press. Nicole Gunderson traps the Warrior player with Brittany, but they get it to the open person. They get the ball underneath. So they beat the full court press that time. Now they're kicking it back out. But Sandpoint forces a back court violation. The full court press has given them problems here. It's working really well if they can sustain it. 22-24, Sandpoint trailing by two, 6:22 to go. Nicole Gunderson has the ball on the left wing, takes it inside. Her shot is no good. Rebound hauled in by the Warriors. Sandpoint, three players sticking with it all the way up and down the court. However, it's beaten this time by the Warriors, and they get an open shot, no good, by number 21, Caitlin Cass. Goes out of bounds, and it'll be Sandpoint basketball. 5:58 to go here in the game. Brittany has the ball. Dribbles it inside, kicks it over to Alexia Holmberg. Her shot is no good. Rebound, though, by Nicole. Nice rebound and putback. Draws the foul. Nicole's been really strong tonight, rebounding the basketball. She'll go to the line again here. Her first shot is short. Barely got the front of the rim. The Eagles still trail by two. Her second shot is good. Good adjustment there by Nicole. Sandpoint with the full court pressure. There's a trap here by Nicole and Brittany, and they force a jump ball. Cole and Brittany got around Faith Clark, got their hands on the ball. And Birchwood will keep possession, but Sandpoint still showing full court pressure. This time it's Lila and Brittany, but it's beaten well. Kaylin Cass. Ball's knocked away by Brittany. The pass from Kaylin Cass to Faith Clark, and now Brittany's going all the way. Her shot is up and in. So Brittany with the steal takes it all the way. Sandpoint with the full court pressure. Game is now tied, and the ball is stolen again by Nicole. Nicole loses it out of bounds, but a great effort there. And actually, Sandpoint now has the lead, 25-24. This full court pressure is really paying dividends here. 5:16 to go in the game. Ball is inbounded to number 10, Ryan Becker. Mariah kicks it inside to Ellie Shiva. Her shot's no good. Gets her own rebound. Ball's tied up. And a jump ball makes it Sandpoint basketball. That was Nicole forcing the jump ball. She's been all over the offensive and defensive glass tonight. So Brittany has it with a one-point lead. She takes it all the way herself, and the shot is good. Split the defense, and a floater from about 6 feet goes in. And then they'll apply the full court press. Lila, Brittany, and Nicole not allowing them to get across half court. Finally, they do. They get it to Caitlin Cass. She has to rush her shot. No good. And a nice long rebound there by Lila. She gets the cherry pick pass out to Nicole. The ball gets knocked away and recovered by the Warriors. And now the Warriors are running. That was Ellie Shiva. Shot was no good, but she drew the foul there on Lila. But it's now 27-24, Sandpoint. The Eagles have outscored the Warriors 7-0 here this quarter, taking a three-point lead. The first free throw by Ellie Shiva is no good. And the Warriors will sub two players in. That's number 11, Andrea Rios, and number 4, Kaylin Callender. The second free throw is no good, but a rebound there by Rios, who just checked into the game, and her putback goes in. So it's now 26-27. Sandpoint holding on to a one-point lead. Those were the first points of the fourth quarter for the Warriors. Brittany with the ball, takes it across half court, picks up her dribble, gets it to Lila. Lila's pass is stolen to Nicole, and Birchwood's heading the other way. 10-point recovers, gets back on defense. The shot by Ellie Sheva is no good from the top of the key, but a good rebound there by Rios. Back out to Kat. Her three-pointer short, but the rebound goes to Ellie Sheva, and she'll go to the line again. Her putback drew a foul. That foul will go against Alexia Holmberg, and Ellie Sheva heads to the line here for two shots. 3:48 to go here in the game. The first one is good. We're all tied up. Maybe not the game. It goes to overtime. Second free throw is off the back iron, and the ball goes out of bounds. They say white ball, so Warriors will keep the basketball with 3:45 to go here under their own basket. And the inbound pass is stolen by Brittany Gardner. Brittany's going all the way. She's got one person in front of her, and the shot doesn't go, but she draws the foul. Great defense. Great hustle. So Brittany will go to the line for two shots. 3:42 to go. A lot of whistles now here, and that is eight fouls on Birchwood, so they're in the penalty. No matter what happens from here on out, it'll be 1-1. At least every time they foul. First free throw goes. So Sandpoint regains the lead here, 28-27. And the second one is in as well. And the inbound pass is stolen by Brittany. They call a foul. I guess they call an offensive foul on Brittany. She dove for the ball. Clearly had possession, so good effort. But Birchwood will keep it. Inbounds pass to Kaylin Cass. They're running. Ball's knocked away by Lila and stolen by Brittany. So Brittany had the ball. Was hit out of bounds by a Birchwood player. Sandpoint will keep it. Inbounding it at half court. 3.5 to go here in the fourth quarter, 29-27. Brittany Gardner with it, kicks it left side to Lila. Lila's three-pointer looked good, but it was off the rim. Long rebound taken by Brittany. Her shot no good. Rebound, though, by Alexia Holmberg. Ball goes loose, recovered by Brittany, and Brittany will take it back out and set up the offense. Brittany kicks it down to Lila. Lila cross-court pass to Acey, who just checked into the game. Acey's pass over to Lindsay was knocked out of bounds. Sandpoint will keep possession. Inbounds pass to Acey. She goes up and under, takes it in. Her shot just off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound taken by the Warriors. It's stolen by Acey. Acey dribbles the ball out of bounds. But there's a foul. She drew a foul. Reason why it went out of bounds is because she was fouled by number 21, Kaylin Cass. And Acey will go to the line for a 1-1 opportunity here with a 2-point lead. And her free throw is no good. Rebound by Ellie Sheva for the Warriors. Ellie Sheva takes it down all herself. Ball knocked away by Brittany, but Ellie Sheva gets it back. And they work it cross court. And a shot by number 4, Kaylin Callender, is blocked by Lindsay Holmberg. Ball recovered by the Warriors, and it's Ellie Sheva gets it inside. Her shot doesn't go. Gets her own rebound, though, and she'll go to the line. Ellie Sheva's really good at getting her own shot and drawing a foul there on the putback. Probably the 7th or 8th time that's happened tonight. And her first free throw is no good. So Sandpoint clinging here to a 2-point lead, 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. And Nicole Gunderson checks back into the game for Acey. Second free throw is no good, but a rebound by the Warriors. Rios, her putback no good, and the rebound's called in by Faith Clark. And then they set up their offense. Jordan Denny outside, kicks it over left side. Shot is no good, but rebound by Ellie Shiva, and she gets the putback to go. So it's now 29-29, tie game. 2:07 left here in the fourth quarter. Brittany has the ball, takes it across half court. She goes right to Lila. Pass almost goes out of bounds. Good save by Lila into Nicole, and that shot goes. Nicole Gunderson gives the Eagles the lead, 31-29. Here come the Warriors. They pass, work it all the way down low. The shot's no good. Rebound by Ellie Shiva again, 31-31. Ellie Shiva's got like three putbacks in a row now. Brittany with the ball, a minute 32 to go. She goes left, takes it underneath, stops, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound Nicole, but it's out of bounds, and the Warriors will take possession here. Minute 26 to go, 31-31, and Sandpoint showing full court press. Ball is inbounds to Kaylin Cass, and it's stolen by Nicole. Her pass underneath to Brittany is stolen. Brittany was knocked down, no call. Finally, there's a whistle. Looked to be a timeout there called by the Warriors as Brittany gets up slowly. She appears to be okay. 31-31, a minute 16 to go here in the fourth quarter. Full timeout called by Birchwood. This game is going to go down to the wire. It's Sandpoint when they're showing their full court press. It's really been a good thing for them tonight. They've caused a lot of havoc and forced a lot of turnovers, and it's turned into points for them. So they'll get another opportunity here with Birchwood taking the basketball, although they'll have it at half court. Minute 16 to go. The ball is inbounded to Kaylin Callender. Callender, top of the key, stops, picks up her dribble, kicks it outside to Rios. Rios goes inside to number five, Serena. And Serena travels. Good defense there by Lindsay Holmberg as well, forcing her to pick up her dribble and move. Minute 5 to go. Brittany with the ball, takes it across half court. She's defended really hard, and there's trapping Brittany. She still has the ball. She goes down, draws the foul on the trap there. Excellent job by Brittany keeping her composure there. She'll go to the line for a one-on-one opportunity because that's the 10th foul here by Birchwood in the second half. 54 seconds to go. Brittany with the chance to give the Eagles the lead. So Brittany's first shot, in and out. It hit off the back iron and looked like it was going to roll in, but it rolled off the rim, front of the rim. And the second shot by Brittany is up, and it's nothing but net. So it's 32-31. 54 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Clutch free throw there by Brittany. And a foul right away on the full court pressure drawn by Birchwood. So that puts Dan Point in the penalty. That's their 8th foul of the game. And number 4, Callender, goes to the line for a 1-1 opportunity. Down by 1. Her shot's no good. Long rebound by Nicole Gunderson, and Nicole has taken it. She sees the open player, Lila, but it's knocked out of bounds. She tried to get that cherry-pick pass in there. Didn't work out, but Sandpoint will keep the ball with 45 seconds to go here in the game. So Brittany Gardner will inbound it. Nicole takes the inbound. timeout called by Rennell Gardner. So Nicole took the inbound, took a few dribbles. She was being trapped there by some Warrior players. Forced Rennell to take a timeout here, not one to take any chances with a one-point lead. Hopefully Sam Point can execute something that'll get him a basket and stretch it to three. Points have been really hard to come by tonight. 41 seconds to go. The Eagles will have the ball. On the floor will be Nicole, AC, Brittany, Alexia, and Lindsay. So Lila is on the bench right now. And the inbounds pass right to Nicole Gunderson. She's trapped. Gets it back to Brittany. Brittany back to Nicole. Sam Point taking their time. Forcing a panic here. Pass back to Nicole. It's stolen away by number five. That's Serena Becker. Serena picks up her dribble. Her pass deflected by Brittany, but a foul was called. Brittany was going for the interception and a little hip check there. And that'll put Birchwood at the line for two shots. For a one-and-one opportunity. 25 seconds left. And that'll be number four, Kaylin Callender. Her last one-and-one she missed. And this one is up and off the front of the rim. Rebound by Lindsay Holmberg. Her pass to Brittany stolen, though, by number 15 of the Warriors. They get it back out, and Rio shoots a three. No good. Rebound by Becker. Serena Becker. Ball's tied up by Nicole. So a jump ball is called, and it'll be Warriors basketball. 13 seconds to go here in the game. Warriors will have the ball under their own basket. Ball is inbounded. Out to Becker. Her shot is up and in. 10 seconds to go. 8 seconds. 7. Timeout called by Rennell Gunn. 6 seconds to go. It's a one-point lead here for Birchwood. That was a really clutch shot by Serena Becker of the Warriors. And we'll see what Sandpoint has here with 6 seconds to go. What a game. What a great game. And hopefully the Eagles can stun the Warriors here. They'll have the ball. I believe they'll be able to. Well, they won't be able to advance at the half court. The Warriors are going to apply some pressure here. Full court press with 6 seconds to go in the game. Here's Lila. She inbounds it to Lindsay. Lindsay back to Lila. Lila's pass is stolen by Ellie Shiva. And that is the game. Sandpoint 32, Birchwood 33. Great game, hard fought, tough ending. But that is it for the Lady Eagles tonight. And we're going to send it back to KSDP for a brief intermission before the boys' game starts.